MashaAllah, the days of Hajj are passing by. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is the night, blessed night of the days of Hajj, in this the early days of the month of Dhul Hajj. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, the ability to come, to gather. And we request and we pray that Allah Ta'ala accepts our sitting in His remembrance and accepts our efforts that we are making in our presence. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is such an action, this is such a practice that we also get attached and connected to the Hajjis, the people who have gone on the pilgrimage. And today the people on Hajj will be getting ready to go on their journey to Mina. And tomorrow morning they depart from Makkah and they go to Mina, because the Hajj day, the first day of Hajj, is tomorrow. Alhamdulillah. And what are we doing? We should keep on remembering Allah in these days. Why should we think that we will remain empty-handed? Rather, every place in the world, Allah Ta'ala's blessings and mercies are descending. These are specific and special days where Allah Ta'ala, with His mercies and blessings, He allows them to ray down onto His creation, onto people, and people get the cure and salvation. Allah Ta'ala elevates iman and belief and the darajat and the status of people. And today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the time of Hajj as well, Allah ta'ala has given us such an ibadah, worship, that has various elements attached to it. And if we pay attention to the various elements, we see that this is the reason why Allah ta'ala has put and made Hajj fard on us, compulsory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this ibadah, for this worship, has in a nice and beautiful way given us a munfrid and individual and unique practice and method. And in this, what is contained therein is that just like all the other ibadat we do, salah, prayer, every one of us walks to salah or travels to the masjid, or women, or everyone, we pray at home or wherever we are at that time, we pray salah. And in this ibadah, Allah Ta'ala has made salah fard, compulsory. And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala Himself selects the people. For example, that this ibadat is fard, compulsory on someone. Hajj, I'm speaking about now. And somebody has money, wealth, and health, and has everything, but he cannot go. He's unable to go. There are many people like this in front of us, around us, who have the means, but they cannot go. And some people have nothing, but they go on Hajj. And we see this example in front of us. So this is the point I'm making here, that this ibadat, Hajj, Allah Ta'ala Himself selects the people to go on this journey. From millions and millions and millions of people, Allah Ta'ala selects the people that He prefers and invites. Not everyone can go there. Beautiful point. Unique point. Some people don't even know days before. Suddenly the program is made. Passport, stamp, the visa. They get together ready quickly and they fly off to... Where's he gone? Oh, he's gone on Hajj, is it? People say this, and some people have planned for years. We're going to go on Hajj. They commit, they plan. Then a restriction comes, an obstacle comes, an illness comes, a difficulty comes, an issue arises, and they cannot then go on the journey of Hajj. What we realize from here is that this ibadat, first and foremost, the point here, the unique point, is that Allah Ta'ala Himself selects the people to go on Hajj. The rest of the ibadahs that we do, we select, we plan and we do it regularly. But here, a special class of people, Allah Ta'ala Himself has selected the Hajjis who are there. So say salam to them. Allah Ta'ala said that when a person leaves his home, mashallah, then he becomes the person who deserves the Hajj. And the angels, mashallah, they do dua for that person, and the heavens and the earth do dua for that person, the Hajji. So for that person who is unique, who goes on Hajj, all ibadah worship is great and unique. But Allah Ta'ala here selects the people specifically who are going on Hajj. They are the people who Allah Ta'ala has preferred, and everyone in the world knows that. Subhanallah, mashallah. Him, this person, Allah Ta'ala selected to go on Hajj. Mashallah, he was a criminal. He was a bandit in Iraq. He was a thief. And now he is going on Hajj. He used to trick people and cheat people and defraud people, and we thought he was a sinner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included his name in the Hajjis. And all those nights that passed, the day, and he wasted them and he wasn't good, Allah ta'ala said, no, I cut his name off that list and I include him in the name of the Hajjis, the list of the Hajjis. Allah said, you say that he's a bandit and a gangster, but I include him and I give him the blessings of Hajj. This is Allah ta'ala's selection. So beautiful points are coming to mind at the moment. And if this is the selection of Allah, the person who goes on Hajj, from all the people in the world. And Allah Ta'ala selects somebody to be a Hajji. Allah Ta'ala doesn't just select by chance for nothing. Allah Ta'ala selects those people, gives them a duty. Allah Ta'ala gives them a responsibility that is according to the level. Look, we see in history the prophets and we saw the famous people. Allah Ta'ala selected people who had capability, or Allah Ta'ala gave them the capability and they gave the duty. For example, a Nabi according to his status and level and capacity, and a Sahabi, a companion or a Wali of Allah, the Awliya Allah. All of these examples are selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not for selection for eating and drinking like we do from a menu. No, rather Allah ta'ala selects them. Then Allah ta'ala gives them a duty and they do and fulfill that duty according to the capacity. The greater the role and the responsibility in the person that's selected, behind that there's wisdom and hikmah. Now Allah ta'ala selected the Hajjis. So have they been selected for nothing by chance? Just by mistake, astaghfirullah? No, behind this there's a big reason. Allah Ta'ala's mission continues. Allah Ta'ala's selection is unique. No, just Haji Sahib is going and he's going to come back and life will continue as per normal. No, Allah Ta'ala said there's a reason behind this. If we don't understand, that's another point. Why is he going? Behind the Haji's life, there's a big responsibility. Behind the Haji's ibadah and actions, there's a big responsibility. Each and every Haji, whichever Haji goes on the safar, on the journey, who has selected them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? Do you understand Urdu? You understand what I'm saying? So who has selected them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected them. MashaAllah. So if Allah ta'ala has chosen the Haji, then obviously Allah ta'ala has chosen them for a purpose. Allah ta'ala wants them to fulfill a task or a role or a responsibility or a duty or a function or an objective. So there's an azeem, great objective. 3 or 4 million people are gathered for Hajj, and these people are selected specifically, specially by Allah. Allah Ta'ala wants them to do a big action. What is the action Allah Ta'ala wants them to do? Allah Ta'ala said He wants them to carry out the greatest action, which is the action of the Nabis, which is the work of the Nabis, of the Prophets. And the Hajjis, they have gone on the journey and to fulfill a big mission and duty. And Allah Ta'ala says, the person who fulfills this mission, he has got Hajj Mabroor, accepted Hajj. And the person who doesn't fulfill and complete that mission, he has not got Hajj Mabroor, accepted Hajj. Hajj Mabroor is a big title. We think that if he does more tawaf, drinks more zamzam, he will get Hajj Mabroor. No, there's a reason behind getting the accepted Hajj. What is this duty that Allah Ta'ala has given to the Hajji that will make his Hajj Mabroor, accepted? 3 million, 4 million. And the number of Hajjis per year until the Day of Judgment will continue. 5 million, 6 million, 10 million. Many, many more will go. Every year they will assemble. Every year they will get together. Every year they will travel, the Hajjis. And the preparation will be made. And what is that duty Allah Ta'ala has given them specially? Every Hajji has to do an announcement when he goes on Hajj. Subhanallah. What a great duty Allah has given them, a great task. Every Haji has to announce the greatness of Islam, the azmat of Islam. Every Haji has to raise the status of Islam, raise the standard and the flag of Islam, has to elevate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Every Haji who's there, who is going to do Hajj, has to carry out these duties, has to show the true color of Islam, has to eliminate the misconceptions about Islam, has to communicate the true message of Islam, has to share the reality of Islam, has to present the right face of Islam to the world. Who is this duty? For every Haji. And that Haji who fulfills this duty, his Hajj is Mabroor, accepted. Allah Ta'ala said, and Allah says, when 3 or 4 million Hajjis, each and every individual is there today, does this and carries this out, then tell me how greatly Islam will be propagated around the world. And how do the Hajjis do this? Or how should they do this? Or how will they carry out this function objective? Will they show the colors and the greatness and the beauty of Islam through doing tawaf around the Kaaba? Is this the way they will carry out the duty? No. Or will the Hajjis do sa'i between Safa and Marwa and all the people in the world will be watching them and they'll be propagating Islam and its glory? No. No. Or will Azan be called and they'll be propagating Islam and they're going from Safa to Marwa and making effort, or they got the ihram on? Are they elevating Islam to the world, to the people? Or if they do sa'i, will 3 or 4 million people doing that elevate the name of Islam? Or for example, they do the sacrifice on the day of Hajj, the day that they're meant to do the sacrifice, will they elevate and glorify and make great the name of Islam? Allah says, no, there's another specific action due to which the name of Islam will be greatly enhanced and increased and spread and shared to the people of the world. Allah Ta'ala said this in the Quran. Allah says, وَلَا فَسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Allah Ta'ala mentions this. فِي الْحَجِّ, at the time of Hajj, during the days of Hajj. Allah Ta'ala says that, look, Allahu Akbar, Allah says, I announce one thing to the people that they must announce themselves, the Hajji. Islam, show the true spirit and the greatness of Islam in Arafat, in Mina, during Tawaf around the Kaaba, Sa'i, Safa, Marwa, throwing the stones on Jamarat, while drinking Zamzam. You make one announcement, Wala Rafatha, Wala Fusuqa, Wal Jidal. That this is such an action which is haram, that when a person goes into a haram, then the woman who is jaiz for him, his wife, he cannot even touch her in the state of ihram. In the days of Hajj, during the state of ihram, the pure state of ihram, it is haram, unlawful. That even the woman who is married to him, who is jaiz for him, she becomes haram for him. Comes out of his permissibility during that time. He cannot touch her with the passion. So in the normal situation, where a person does zina and haram actions, tell me, how bad will that action be? Tell me. So Islam announces to the 3 or 4 million Muslims, that if you think this is Islam, then, and this is within Islam, Allah says, announces that during Hajj, not just during Hajj, but in normal situations, but especially during Hajj time, Allah says, وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَالْإِثْيَانَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions and announces that fisq, don't go towards fisq. And Allah Ta'ala says that disobedience to Allah, this is not obedience to Allah when you disobey Him and go towards the unlawful actions. حَقُوقُ ibad. The rights of society and the rights of Allah, you cannot leave these things. Allah Ta'ala says, my servant, he will do all of his actions in his life within the boundary of Islam, with the boundaries of the laws of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, he always in every second of his life fulfills hukukul ibad, the rights of society, his family and the people around him, and the hukuk of Allah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who doesn't fulfill these actions and says he's a Muslim or follows Islam and shows that he is a Muslim, Allah says, Islam has no connection and link with that person. In the whole world, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning this to the 3 or 4 million Muslims who have gone on Hajj. Wala jidal. Allah says fighting and quarrel, murdering, fundamentalism, extremism, which is prevalent today. Allah Ta'ala says, you 3 or 4 million Muslims, you are my example. And Allah says, Islam has no link with these actions. Those people who are carrying out these actions, who kill, who do immodesty, and who kill people, murder people under the name of Islam, indiscriminately. Allah Ta'ala says that this is not in Islam. They say that this is justified. Islam allows us to do this. We can do this. There are certain reasons for the permissibility to this. And people then blame Muslims, that Muslims are the ones who carry out these actions. They recite Quran. They say they're linked to the deen. Their Quran tells them this. Their masjids teach this. Tell me, 3 or 4 million Muslims are gathered and assembled at Hajj. And Allah Ta'ala announces, Al-Hajju ashru ma'lumat. Allah says, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُزُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Allah Ta'ala says, this is for this ibadah. This is compulsory. Allah Ta'ala is not talking about prostration, prayer. There's no ruku, no bowing, no qiyam, no prostration, no wudu. In this ibadah, Allah Ta'ala announces clearly that the pilgrimage shall take place in the months appointed for Hajj. And whoever undertakes the pilgrimage in these months, whilst on pilgrimage, will abstain from lewd speech, bad actions, and all wicked conduct and quarreling and fighting and disputes. Allah says, this is the teaching of Hajj. And this is not correct. Only the Hajji can be that person who announces this peaceful message. Only that person can be the Hajji who has his Hajj mabrur fulfilled and completed and accepted, who will announce this from the assembly and will leave there with this niyyah and intention, and he will promise to Allah, Allah, in my life, if I did this before, I used to crush the rights of people. I used to fight and quarrel or befraud people or cheat people, consume their wealth, take the rights from them, or used to have no iman. If I kept on doing this in my life before and announced to the people of the world through my examples and demonstrated that this was Islam, the bad and the black face of Islam, astaghfirullah. Then Allah, he says that myself when I finish the Hajj, and he then announces, muttafaq alayhi hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the Hajji when he departs the Hajj, and he then announces to the world, he is announcing and physically demonstrating, and he amali does an announcement. In other words, he physically, through his actions, he announces that when he leaves Hajj, departs from Hajj, then if one right hand he has the dates and in the left hand Zamzam, then in the heart he has the Noor, the light of Allah Ta'ala's Deen. And he flies and floats back to the world. He's floating so light from the sins.
You can put so much weight on him, but he's so light and peaceful and empty, devoid of the unlawful things he went there with. Because when the Haji arrives, he's heavy with the sins. When he leaves and departs and comes back to the world, then he has fulfilled his mission. He's completed his mission. He's coming back to the world. Allah Ta'ala announces, and he from physically from his actions announces, that I have just been born from the womb of my brother. I'm free from the sins. In the hadith it has been announced, his status is so great that he never raises his hands even for dua, but his duas are accepted, the Haji. This is a big mission he went on, a big journey. Allah Ta'ala announced to him, reminded him before he went, and through in front of the whole world he announces and shows that this is Islam. This is Islam we have come to show and demonstrate. So Hajj totally comes to show the world this, that we are not fundamentalists, we're not extremists, we're not terrorists. Our Lord, our Rabb, our God, He's given us commandments and ahkams. We practice those commandments and rules and principles, and all of the rules and the ahkams and the laws of Allah, all of them are based on insaniyat, humanity, good humanity. Peaceful life, loving life, considerate life. Don't do dhulam against anyone. Don't oppress anybody. Don't oppress a woman or children. And follow the guidance and direction of Allah. And do ibadat as Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to you. And a fikr of this life, less than the fikr of the hereafter. And may Allah Ta'ala give us success in that hereafter. So, when insan, when he comes back from Hajj and practices the right things, then he's announcing that he has come back as the true Haji. Who selected him? Allah selected him. Allah selected the 3 or 4 million Muslims to go on Hajj. Why? Allah Ta'ala wants them to come back light and free from the sins. And some people say 40 days their sins have been forgiven and their du'as accepted. But this fakir says the whole life, the rest of their life, if they remain consistent and steadfast on the promise they made to Allah during the Hajj, then Allah will accept their du'as for the rest of their life. Think about it, O Haji. You come back and you act like an ape and a swine and a monkey again. After Hajj, you go back towards the sins. You go back towards haram. Allahu Akbar, this is why what I understand from these verses. What a great concept. Allah chooses each and every Haji who's on Hajj now. He goes on a special mission. Allah Ta'ala sends him on a mission. Whilst Islam is being trodden upon today, Islam's name is being thrown into the depths of the drowning, it's grinning. And every Muslim around the world is saying, this is lawful, do this haram, do that haram. This is jais, this is permissible, we can do this. Don't say Islam is this and that. They spoil Islam. Allah Ta'ala then chooses the Muslims, male and female. They go on Hajj. They carry out the task of Allah, the mission. Then they, Allah Ta'ala puts them in front of the Kaaba, gives them zamzam, purifies their bodies. Allah says, announce now to the world what is Islam. And go back to your homes and your countries and nations and physically show what's Islam. Then tell me what a great mission they've completed. When they die away, they die from this world, sorry, they will die as the true Hajji. The great Haji. And imagine when a Haji comes back and practices Islam, how great will be his life for the rest of his life until death. And we, when we go on Hajj, we come back, we say, oh, I went on Hajj, I got money, I was rich before Hajj, and I got the ticket, I went on Hajj and I stayed there, and the travel agent, he processed my visa, and I went and I came back and I became Haji, and people start calling me Haji. Is this a Haji who doesn't learn the lessons of Hajj? The Quran doesn't tell us. Three things Allah Ta'ala says, three things you have to go there to practice and announce. When you come back, Allah Ta'ala says you become a superstar personality. That wherever you live in the world, muqeem, you live, whichever city, village, locality, country, continent you live in, and you carry out the promise that you made to Allah when you went on Hajj, Allah Ta'ala announces bold and clear, that don't worry, O Muslim, O believer, not only are you forgiven due to your Hajj, it's mabroor, but when you go back, you will shake the hands of people, even they will go into Jannah with you. Great blessings will be attached. What great chances and opportunities Allah has given to us in our life. What great opportunities Allah has given to us in our life. That we can become great people in this world. My friends, tell me, the people who go on Hajj, who understand the objective of Hajj, the conditions of Hajj, who understand the mission that Allah has invited them. And I'm so ashamed. Some people say I've done 5 Hajj or 3 Hajj. Some people call themselves Al-Hajj. We should be ashamed. I should be ashamed. That did I do Hajj in its real sense? With the essence of it? The spirituality and the functionality and the objective of Hajj? Or have I come back with deception and I call myself Haji? In front of people I said, I'm not Haji, you're a Paji. You're just a brother Hajj. And that's even that is finished, Allah says. That all the responsibilities Allah gave to you, invited you to His home, accommodated you, and sheltered you. Allah said, I could have just not sent you in the first place. I could have made you not capable, and not put you on the list of the Hajjis this year or the previous years when you went on Hajj. But not just once. Some people go 5 times. Some people go 10 times on Hajj. Some people go 7 or 8 times, and we think we're Hajjis. But we didn't understand why Allah sent us on Hajj. Why did He invite us? It was a great mission. The objective of that trip, that journey, and to come back to our homes, and what we should have demonstrated physically with our amal, with our practice, and we should have revived. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran clearly, that فَرَادَ فِيهِنَ الْحَجِّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوكَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. I swear by Allah, if these three ni'mas come into our life, then we would understand what is Hajj. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I right or am I wrong? So we don't know about our previous Hajj. Allah says that if you go on Hajj, then you're invited and you should come back and you should be clear on these actions that you should not commit. You not, should not do lewd speech and actions, fahisha, immodesty actions. You should be refraining from wicked conduct and from quarreling, fighting, killing, murder, disputes. These are things from this. So Allah Ta'ala says that you need a clear message. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوكَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. This is what you learn during Hajj. After Hajj, you have to consistent practice it. Do you promise in your life you will do this? Say inshallah. Now if you're going on Hajj, then you're not going on Hajj after today, that afterwards you will be called a Hajji. No, this is Hadith. I can give you the collection of Hadith on Hajj. Now one comes to my mind that on the Day of Judgment, some people who will have money, who had wealth, why will they go on Hajj? For a holiday. For a tour, they will book from here the big package, luxury package, comfort package. Allah Ta'ala gave me an opportunity some years ago. Just for a few hours, the foods and delicacies and luxuries, amazing 7-star treatment. Just for a few hours of when we should be really thinking about what we're there for. This is Mina. People are spending the day, the hours of Hajj doing this. In the Hadith it is stated that what will happen? Hajj will become like a holiday. It will become a custom, tradition. People go on Umrah. Oh, do you want to come Umrah? Yeah, let's go Umrah. Okay, yeah, let's go for a trip. Where are you going to stay? Which hotel are you going to stay? What did you eat for lunch and breakfast and dinner? Once we were sitting on Hajj, and Dr. Sahab, mashallah, and I'm talking about quite an old event, and what did they used to do? He used to fill up the glass in the morning time. Sorry, after Taraweeh, in Umrah. Hazrat, blow into this. He was a doctor, consultant himself. Hazrat, blow into this water, blow. Because I've got indigestion. I said, what did you eat, doctor? He said, what? I didn't eat nothing. When I went from in the morning, then there was a beautiful roast after Tari, and I had 3-4 plates of roast. And I had this many plates and this much food. And I said, then, well, why are you complaining? You got indigestion. He said, oh, there was a massive bowl of yogurt and other foods and fruits. And I had so much to eat, my stomach was full. So if we go against the Hadith and the Sunnah, then what do you expect? And if today in this style people go on Hajj, what message will they be learning on Hajj? What will they learn and come back with? What will they spread? My friends, today, before we even go on Hajj, we start complaining. I'm not saying that you shouldn't prepare nicely. If you've got money, you should have ease and comfort. Do Hajj nicely. But don't have this niyyah before you go as your prime objective, that am I going to have this, X, Y, Z, all the preparations made. Allah Ta'ala says, this is not the objective of Hajj. The objective is, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. During and after Hajj, save yourself from the bad immodest actions during and after Hajj, and from quarreling and wicked actions and bad actions. Allah says, understand your mission, your objective, your function. Now revive that. Stay alive during Hajj like that. Commemorate your Hajj like that. Spend the days like that. And come back for the rest of your life like that. Allah says, during Hajj, Mina, Arafat, leave the sins. But we commit so many sins in Arafat. When people go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, like dogs and the cats and the swines, their faces and their bodies, their actions like that. This is a long story. Waqiyat events, I won't share them with you now. But people, they should leave their sins there. Allah Ta'ala, how He is prepared for us there. And we should do tawbah, true tawbah, repentance when we go to these places. Anyway, the time is passing. Let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity to do Hajj again. Or to do it first time. Let's do dua and make this heart intention in our hearts. So this point comes to my mind. Allah Ta'ala has given us time. Maybe Allah will give us life after this. Maybe our time won't come. But Allah says that if you do a certain action, you'll get the reward consistently. If you've done Hajj before, Allah says, tell these people, okay, the Hajj you've done before, then at least make up for those Hajj. Even then the reward you can get for that. Allah says, if you've made the mistake and you've understood the message today, then make a promise from today. Allah, these three things will bring into our lives, and we'll spend the rest of our lives from today like this. Allah says, then the previous Hajj you did, I will give you the reward which you should have earned that time. Just because the promise you're making today, you're making tawbah, and a promise for the rest of your life. Allah says, why do you worry about going on Hajj again and doing it properly again? Allah says, if you get the stamp of approval today for your repentance, maybe you won't get a ticket or a flight or a journey again. Allah says, make the bargain with me tonight. I'm your Rabb. Even your previous Hajj that you maybe didn't do correctly, I will include as the accepted Hajj. Do you promise you will save yourself from immodest actions? Are you speaking the truth? Do you know what is immodesty? What are lewd actions? What are these actions? And what are the consequences? You know everything what I'm saying. Save yourself. Any action, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرِبُوا زِنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاهِشًا وَلَا تَقْرِبُوا فَاهِشًا. If in our previous Hajj we did and we came back, continue to do this. If we want to have our name in the list of the Hajj Mabrur people, accepted Hajj, then first we have to save ourselves from immodesty and lewd actions and zina. Do you promise? Say inshallah, inshallah. Otherwise our names will be written on the door of the people of hellfire. What is the second condition? Fusuq. Allah Ta'ala said the fulfill, so rafath wala fusuqa wala jidal. So fihi al-hajj wala rafatha wala fusuqa. So when we have, we have to pray, fast, do ibadah, save ourselves from sins and bad actions, and we must do the good actions. This is where Allah Ta'ala says that those people, they should first, as I said, abstain from lewd actions and from all wicked conduct, bad actions. When you've committed a sin, if a brother or sister, woman, man has made a mistake, the door's open. If you've got regret in your heart, Allah, I made a mistake, shaitan deceived me again, read 2 rak'ah nafal tawbah for repentance. Allah forgive me, Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. Allah Ta'ala will make your sins removed and your good deeds come in and equilibrium will come back in. So do you make this promise? Good. And number 3, wala jidala. Wala jidala. Allah says quarreling, fighting, killing, fundamentalism, extremism, terrorism, destroying people's homes, destroying people physically. How can Islam teach and propagate this? How can our minds ever contemplate this? Even a normal condition, if someone's fighting with you, say, okay brother, you're fine, you're correct, I'm wrong. Don't fight with people, quarrel people, hit people. No. For whatever the situation is, abstain, try to avoid. And if shaitan tries to say, oh, seek revenge from him, he said this to you, fight him, beat him. Even in the home, amongst family members, why do you seek revenge from people? Just stay cool and calm. Okay, no problem. You are correct. I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is cool. Wala jidal. If you promise properly, then alhamdulillah, the mission that Allah ta'ala sent us on the Hajj, that will be fulfilled. Allah ta'ala will put our name in the list of the Hajjis, and even from today Allah Ta'ala will include us in the list of the Hajji people. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.